one, of course, must compare like with like, and there's, as you say, almost double appointments to grade 8 and upwards, and that's very much at managerial level, not taking into consideration all of those at administrative levels below that. But then when I look at the appointment of nurses, if there were to be a pro rata increase in the number of nurses, would have an extra 20,000 and the number of doctors an extra 5,000. I know this is not possible, but one must compare one with the other. So nothing much has changed, and I have no doubt that these managers are absolutely necessary, but also nurses are necessary, and with nursing there should be a seamless transition, not just in replacing nurses, but then we should be appointing nurses to meet with the huge demand that's there now in A&E and right throughout the service.
And as you said, the managers are an integral part of the system, but the staff is needed on the ground to deal with overcrowding crisis.
Of course, frontline staffing numbers are at a record low at the moment, and the numbers of new staff, they meet only the additional capacity demands and natural retirement rates. They're not taken into consideration the increased demands that are necessary. So we're listening all the time to the government and the ministers about reports upon reports, but when we delve into all of this, we see that nothing has changed to any great extent.